Hello and welcome to the seventh edition of the Beaver Dam Podcast, a very special edition of the podcast. I'm Reed Mouse, joined along with my co-host Tyler Avila and Gino Spadaro. Tyler, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm ready for this edition to get going.
So let's get right into it. So on to football. The Bluffton University team scored a school record 35 points in the second quarter. It's actually more points in the second quarter than they scored all season. That was just on their way to a 56-14 win over Anderson University. A fantastic homecoming Saturday. And actually the most impressive thing, maybe not the most impressive thing, we'll get onto that later, but something certainly impressive is the fact that it came on a day where they had a starter who's never started a game before, Brandon Koch, taking over for Colby Spies. Colby Spies had that season-ending injury just in their last game 2 weeks ago against Franklin. Brandon Koch, we saw a lot of ups, we saw a lot of downs from Koch. I mean, he certainly missed a lot of open receivers. Perhaps the score could have been even bigger than it was, but really, he kept control of the game and he made very little mistakes in terms of turning the ball over. He really didn't do anything that hurt the offense, just stuff that didn't help the offense, if that makes sense. The real outstanding player of the week was Isaac Zikafoos. We talked about Isaac Zikafoos every week almost, it seems like, but it's hard not to. The man's an absolute monster, and this week, I wouldn't be surprised if he's the defensive player of the week in the nation. He had 3 sacks. He blocked a punt, and one of his sacks, he stripped for a fumble, which turned into a touchdown. That blocked punt that he had turned into a defensive touchdown for Kay Boyke. And then, even more surprising, is he had 15 rushing yards. He was in every single statistical category except receptions and passing. So he did absolutely everything on the field. His rush came on a fake punt. It was 4th and 10. He had great field position, so they snapped it directly to Isaac Zikafoos. Isaac went right around the left side of the line and went for about 15, 20 yards. Good for a first down. But man, there's nothing that this guy can't do. He had a fantastic week, and we have talked about how he hasn't really been that involved in the previous games, and that's because these good teams have been smart enough to stay away from Isaac Zikafoos or double team him, really just neutralize the biggest force on this defense. But Anderson could not do it. There was one play that absolutely stuck with me outside of the punt blocks and the fake punts and the touchdowns that Isaac Zikafoos had, and that's his second block of the game. He is so dominant, and he dominated Anderson's offensive line so much that he literally was coming off the right side of the line. He pushed the offensive lineman, the left tackle, with his left arm. He held onto his shirt and pushed him all the way back. Then he grabbed the quarterback and threw him down to the ground. So he used both hands and manhandled 2 people. Isaac Zikafoos, an absolute monster.
Our very own Junior Spadaro got to sit down with junior defensive end Isaac Zikafoos, who's been named the Heartland Conference Player of the Week for the 2nd time this season.
When you're dominating a game like you did on Saturday, what's the feeling like for you?
Not just for myself, man. I'm glad for my team because I'm able to produce all this work, and the outcome is better when the team gets a dub.
The defense has had, you know, some struggles early on this year. How do you think Saturday's dominant defensive performance will help this team the rest of the season?
One of the things is it just put us back on our feet, and we're able to like go back to what our defense is used to doing. We just need this confident boost, and then like basically we're ready for anything that comes back at us.
You know, we saw how the defensive line controlled the game on Saturday. You know, when the defensive line and you and, you know, guys like Ali are performing at that level, how does that really, you know, impact the opposing offense?
It really impacts a lot because one of the things is we're on their scouting report in our front 7, so powerful and dominant. That's one of the things that we're able to do. And, like, I honestly believe that we're the best front 7 in the conference, and knowing we're just not able to show our full capability, and then this last Saturday was just a little glimpse of it.
So, Zik, this is the 2nd time this season you've been named Conference Defensive Player of the Week. You know, how does that feel?
Man, it feels good. It definitely feels good once we get a win when it comes with it. But hard work pays off, and then I couldn't really do it without my teammates around me.
But Brandon Koch on the side, he did a fantastic job. The 35 points came, the first one came at the very beginning of the second quarter, and then they scored again. They had a fantastic pass to Micah Robeson. It was absolutely outstanding. Micah Robeson coming off his man just ever so slightly in the end zone, and Brandon Koch seeing it and knew he had to deliver a perfect pass and delivered an absolute dime, his best pass of the day, without a doubt. Even more surprising, this second quarter was absolutely crazy, as right after the Isaac Zikafoos fake punt, They ran a fake play to Plummy Gardner, who's normally a wide receiver. They handed it off to Plummy Gardner, and Plummy Gardner, who's a wide receiver, threw it downfield to Keon Camden for a 21-yard touchdown. It was absolutely crazy, and everything just seemed to be working. Caden Dickey, Donnie Johnson, I believe even Darian Greeley, both had fantastic days running the ball.
You're exactly right, Reed. Darian Greeley actually led Bluffton on the ground with 13 rushes for 52 yards and a touchdown. And we were talking about how when they played Franklin in garbage time, Darian Greeley looked really good. Now, yes, it was against second and third string defenders, but he really proved himself during the Franklin game and also this past weekend against Anderson. He really showed that he is the set back to use and lead the offense in rushing, because leading Bluffton offensively in rushing was Colby Spiess. He's out for the year, and they don't have Colby to really lean back on to gain yards on the ground. Drake Campbell was out with an injury. He is said to come back this week. And Caden Dickey, yeah, he came in, ran a couple plays, also caught a couple balls, but every time Caden Dickey came in to give Darian Greeley a break, he came in as a lead block to help Coke out. So I'd really like to see how, moving forward, they utilize the freshman Darian Greeley throughout the rest of the season.
But it really came as how dominant this defense has been. We talked about for the past few weeks how the defense doesn't really look up to snuff. I mean, we've heard so many great things about this defense in years past, and it's a really young defense. No one's doubting that they have talent. Even Gino Spadaro has been in the booth with us, and he's been talking about his absolute confidence in this defensive team. Well, they showed that they can absolutely dominate, especially with Isaac Zikafus at the helm, and they just did a fantastic job. Anderson scored on their first drive, and they did not score again until the very last drive against Bluffton's like third or fourth defense. So that just shows you how dominating this team has. I think Anderson's punter punted about 8 or 9 times, so it was absolutely dominance from this Bluffton defense, especially in the second quarter. And that really what led to the 35 points is the field position that this team was giving them. It was just score after score after score. I think Bluffton scored 3 or 4 times in a 3-minute window. So that's just something that we've been looking for all season that we finally got to see just this weekend. Their next two games are away. They're going to face Hanover, who hasn't had the best season yet. Neither has Manchester. They play after it. The real next tough game is going to come as a home game against Rose Holman on October 28th. So you'll be able to listen to that on 96.1 The Wit.
Don't go away, as we have more to come here on the Beaver Dam. First, we have the White Stripes with Icky Thump.
You're listening to 96.1 The Wit. Yeah.
Welcome back here to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Moving on to men's and women golf. I actually got to sit down with Coach Craig because the season is wrapping up. We had an interview, and this is what we talked about.
So, Coach, we're into the season. It's the first season. Like, how are the players developing, I think, overall?
Really good. The men, I've got Jackson, who has finished third in a tournament, and Mason, who's finished third in a tournament. Mm-hmm. They've set a great example for the rest of the guys and getting the program started and getting out and practicing every day and ultimately playing to their best potential. I mean, the last tournament, Jackson lost by a stroke. There was a tie for first place and he was one stroke behind Nat, so it ended up finishing third. But I mean, that was a great way to end the season for team. I think as a team as well in that tournament, we played well. It was a very challenging course, and it was a great way to end it into the spring.
How do you think the season has gone, and like with your expectations and everything?
Expectations, I didn't know what to expect coming in, and it has been better than expected. Yeah. There's a couple kids put in a lot of hard work over the summer and came into school a little bit better than I was expecting. So we've built on that this fall. I've gotten a little bit better on the men's side and really looking forward to the spring, kicking it off. We're going to practice through the end of October here and take advantage of the good weather while it's here and then get started probably the 25th of February when we'll get started again for the spring.
Okay. The women, I actually noticed that on the roster that two players, if you don't mind going into that, like what happened with?
Actually three players.
Three players, really?
It was just a case where, you know, golf became a little overwhelming for them. I don't think that they realized the commitment coming in. You know, they wanted to focus on studies a little bit more. And to be honest with you, being a coach, being a player, I mean, it's a lot of time management. You know, we're playing Friday, Saturday. We're gone the entire weekend. It's not like, you know, some of the other sports where they go for a Saturday and they're back by evening on Saturday. I mean, we leave on early on a Saturday morning, play all day. By the time you get back to the hotel, you're dead tired, ready to go to sleep, and you wake up and do it all over again the next day. So it's very busy, and the three of them wanted to focus on their studies a little bit more, and I respect that decision, and I wish them the best, and you know, working hard to get some girls here for next year.
What are some of the things that have you excited going into the spring season?
The fact, the commitment of the five freshmen on the men's team. Every single one of them has gone above and beyond what I've asked to get better. You can't really see it in the scores from the last tournament. Because that golf course was, last two tournaments, they were extremely difficult. If we were to play our home course again, I think at the end of the year, you'd see immense improvement over the previous home tournament. And that just excites me to be able to, you know, a lot of my time this spring has been focused with the women. Even though I only have one left, we're still practicing every day. We're still going to compete in the conference championship like we would if there's a team there. My commitment doesn't change. So it's been kind of split. So with Mercedes being a softball player, there's not going to be any women's golf in the spring. So I'm 100% committed to the men, and you know, I think that'll be good and exciting for everybody.
Us here at the Beaver Dam are going to take a short break. Here is Now or Never by Halsey.
Fight right now. No, you always right now. No one needs you around with me, but nobody waiting around with me. Been through the ups, yeah, the ups and the downs with me. Got a whole lot of love, but you don't wanna spread around with me. Yeah, never pick up, never call me. You know we running out of time. Never pick up when you want me. Now I gotta draw a line. Baby, I done done enough talking. Need to know that you're mine. Baby, we done done enough talking. Gotta be right now, right now. Baby, gon' love me now, 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 now. Now or never. Hey, hey. I want you to hold me down, 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 down. Down forever. Hey, hey. Said you know I wanna keep you around. You love me now, 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 never. night. Now wishing you were around with me, but you in a different town than me. We've been through it all, but you could never spit it out for me. Trying to talk to a wall, but you could never tear it down for me. Yeah, never pick up, never call me. You know we're running out of time. Never pick up when you want me. Now I gotta draw a line. Baby, I done done enough talking. Need another show of mine. Baby, we done done enough talking. Gotta be right now, right now. Baby, go love me now, 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 now. Hey, now or never. Hey, hey. I want you to hold me down, 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 down. Hey, down forever. Hey, hey. Said you know I wanna keep you around.
Listening to 96.1, The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. So for cross country, both cross country teams did not compete over the weekend as they are training for their final month of racing for the year. The last meet was Friday, September 29th when they traveled to Cedarville to compete in the All-Ohio cross country meet. Leading the way for the women was sophomore Alexis Cash with a PR 6,000 meter performance of 23:49. Sophomore Dakota Frost was the first finisher for the men's team at 54th place in the field of 323 runners with a time of 27:30. The Beavers' next race is this Saturday as they travel to Oberlin University for their interregional rumble. We wish both the men and women cross-country runners the best of luck this weekend. So moving on to both men and women's soccer. Last Wednesday, October 4th, the Lady Beavers defeated conference rival Defiance College for its first HCAC victory since 2015. The Beavers nearly capped off the shutout, downing Defiance 3-1. Bluffton improved to 2-8 overall and 1-1 in the HCAC. Senior standout Brittany Huff put Bluffton on top less than 12 minutes into the contest when she buried a free kick from just over the center line, giving the home team a lead it would never relinquish. Freshman Sydney Statton connected with junior Skylar Liming following the second half kickoff, and Liming did the rest, depositing it into the back of the net from the far right wing 18 seconds into period two. Huff and Liming combined to make it 3-0 just over 2 minutes later when Huff lofted it to Liming at midfield. Liming paced the home team with 8 of Bluffton's 18 shots, including 7 on frame. Freshman keeper Sienna Sullivan picked up 6 saves in her second victory of the season. The women traveled and lost to HCAC leading Franklin College 7-0 on Saturday. The Beavers fell to 2-9 overall and 1-2 in the HCAC, while Franklin improved to 8-3 and 3-0 in the conference. Freshman keeper Sienna Sullivan notched 10 saves for Bluffton. The Lady Beavers played well against Defiance last week, as I saw. Both of them were actually kind of even, but Bluffton showed their dominance on the defensive side of the ball. They started out rough offensively, but as soon as things got going, they just kept the pedal to the metal.
Even in the loss to Franklin, you know, you had your freshman Sienna Sullivan notch 10 saves for Bluffton. You know, in these last two games, it's really nice to see your freshman goalkeeper really step up, you know, do as much as she possibly can. The game against Defiance, you know, that's a game that, you know, as of right now in the rebuilding process, that it's going to be a good competitive game for Bluffton, and it's nice to see us, you know, win that game, because that really shows improvement. I'm not sure if, you know, last year's team would have won this game. So, you know, it's really nice to see that, because you can see the improvement, you know, in games against teams like Franklin right now. I mean, you know, Bluffton right now is in a rebuilding process, so it's going to be tough to compete against those teams who, you know, are already where they want to be, and Bluffton is not yet.
you know, you just got to keep improving and, you know, eventually give yourself a chance to compete against those teams like Franklin.
You're right. The Defiance game was a key victory because that's their first victory in that conference since 2015. Like you said, last year, they probably wouldn't have won that game. I don't know if they canceled that game or not just because of all the injuries they had. So I'd really like to go back and see what the outcome was last year. But I really do think building off of the Defiance game, yeah, the Franklin game is a crusher. They got shut out, lost 7-0. But the Defiance game winning 3-1 over your biggest rival in the conference, it's a huge stepping stone for this team, these girls, and for the rest of the season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, probably definitely, you know, picks the team morale up and, you know, just lets them know that, you know, they're headed in the right direction.
All right, moving on to the men.
The Bluffton University men's soccer team went into extra time for the first time this season, but rival Defiance notched a winner at the 94-minute mark for a 2-1 victory on Wednesday, October 4th. The Beavers fell to 0-10 and 0-2 in the HCAC, while Defiance upped its mark to 6-3-2 overall and 2-0 in the conference. With Bluffton trailing 1-0 late in the second period, freshman Trent Mast netted his first collegiate goal to knot the contest at 1-1. Freshman keeper Levi Smith for Bluffton came up with 10 saves for the visitors. The Beavers also traveled to Franklin for the Saturday night contest under the lights, and the Beavers found the experience to their liking as the visitors not only pitched a 3-0 shutout, but they also secured their first HCAC victory since 2014. Bluffton moved to 1-10 and 1-2 in the Heartland Conference, while host Franklin stayed winless at 0-3 in the HCAC. Their 1-10 overall. The Beavers jumped out quickly with a Christian Zapata goal just 13 minutes into the match. Senior Blake Hirschberger made it 2-0 less than 2 minutes later when he netted his second penalty kick of the season. Trent Mast put an exclamation point on the victory when he knocked his second goal of the season with just 30 seconds to play, as the Beavers scored their most goals in a match since 2014.
Getting their first victory in the HCAC since 2014, like the women's last Wednesday, it's a big stepping stone. And it's their first victory of the year. So having close games like they've had throughout the entire season, like the Defiance game last week, well, losing 2-1 in a close game against the rival Defiance last week, and then coming back on Saturday to defeat Franklin 3-0, that's a big confidence booster. Having close matches like they've had the entire season, this helps the men's soccer team boost their confidence and have a positive outlook for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and like I said with the women, you know, when you're rebuilding a team, you know, it's always nice to see that your hard work's paying off. It's always nice to see success on the field, and, you know, not only does that help players' morale, but it probably helps the coaches as well, you know, because, you know, if you're in a rebuilding process and you're able to win a few games in the first year of rebuilding, you know, as a coach, you kind of feel like, all right, maybe I'm, like, recruiting the right people. You just got to keep doing what we're doing. If Bluffton Soccer keeps doing what they're doing, I think, you know, they'll be where they want to be here in a few years.
Yeah, it really helps not going 0-for in the season, not winning a game. Having this victory will help bring in more recruits, and hopefully they can secure a couple more victories before the season ends in a couple weeks.
Yeah, definitely. If you can secure, you know, a few more wins on the season, you know, that'll definitely help with recruiting. And so, you know, the more signs of positivity that you can show, you know, with the team, you know, the more wins you can get, it's definitely going to help more with recruiting.
Yeah, we like to wish not only the women but the men the best of luck the rest of the season. Don't go anywhere, as we'll be right back with the Beaver Dam.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, 'cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation. If you don't like your life, then you should go and change it. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, 'cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day. Every single day, every single day, every single day, ay. Everybody sour like a lemon tree. I'm just smiling down upon my enemies. Do the dish and love it on a daily. Say you hate your job, but you'll never leave, but that ain't gonna be me, that ain't gonna be me. My brother called me up, said he saw me on TV. I said it wasn't easy, but right now I'm living breezy. Build this engine from the ground up, now my hands, they ain't so greasy, feel me? Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, 'cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day,
single day. Every single day, every single day. Illuminate my future bright, so thankful for everything. Rejuvenating my inner light as I work hard for all I need. Open arms, embracing life and all of which you gave me. Hard work, it pays off, I'm happy now, it's paying me. Close my eyes, sometimes I feel as if I'm blown away. I love the life I live and enjoy the ride along the way. I'll make a living out of living, yeah, that's what I say. I got one life to live and I wouldn't live in no other way. I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Yeah, Van Gogh, my earlobe. I can't hear, I'm here though. I may be a weirdo, but this is my year, yo. My life may be crazy. My lack of the lazy has let me do shit that I love on the daily. Daily, daily. Get to do the shit I love upon the daily. Daily, daily. Everybody go and live your daydreams up. I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation. If you don't like your life, then you should go and change it. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, cause I love my occupation. Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day. Every single day, every single day. Every single day,
96.1, The Wit.
Dancing on, do the boogie all night.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. The two songs you just heard were Vacation by Dirty Heads and Stolen Dance by Milky Chance. Shout out to Jenna O'Brien, who did request Stolen Dance. If you'd like to hear your favorite alternative song be played on the Beaver Dam, comment on our website, bluffdenwit.com, or tweet at anyone here with the Beaver Dam to get your request played.
Moving on to volleyball, they won both games last week in five sets. They won both games on the road, one at Mount St. Joe on Wednesday, October 4th, and one at Rose on Saturday, October 7th. Really good to get back on track. They're 2-1 now in the conference after losing to Hanover in three sets to win two hard-fought victories in five sets against two of the better teams in the conference. That's really good, and that's really saying something. Coach Yarnell actually said that Rose Holman hasn't beaten Bluffton since, I think, 2010. So that's something to keep going, and that's really good to build on inside of the conference.
Yeah, those are two great games to build off of. Losing the first game in a tough set against Hanover to start that conference series. And to beat Mount St. Joe on Wednesday in five and then Rose in five. It shows how much they've built the team around everybody from that loss. Making sure that they play together. Because Coach Arnell has mentioned that. Like, playing together, like, they've given up at least, what, 5 points, he said, on mistakes to the opposing team. So making sure that they fix that and just play as a team and as one unit showed that they are able to win games, and they did that last week against two great teams.
Yeah, just building off of what you said, giving the teams 5 points a set, that's what Coach Arnell said. A good team gives about 3 points a set, but Coach Arnell says currently they're given 5 points and they're still fighting even after giving the other team 5 points. That shows you how talented this team is. I mean, Bethany Martini, Sydney Muller, they've got Aaron Weisgerber, they've got so much talent on this team, and they've got to figure out how to use it, and I think they're really starting to get that, and this is what this team does. They start off slow. They play some tough competition at the beginning of the year. They really get things working, really find out who they are. They keep building until the end of the season, getting ready for that playoffs.
It reminds me much of the football team this year. They opened the season with four tough games, and they won one of them by a hair. They won 33-32 against Mount St. Joseph, and then had the bye after the Franklin game, and then came back and put a beat down on Anderson University this past Saturday, like we mentioned earlier, traveling to Hanover and losing in a tough five-set match. And this match was a close one. And then traveling last week to play two of the top four teams and beating them. Mount St. Joseph is currently ranked number four in the conference, and they beat them. Rose Holman was currently ranked number one, and they beat them last Saturday in five sets as well. So it's not like they came in and obliterated them and swept them in three. They fought. They fought and won in five sets, and this shows that they are improving as a volleyball team, and they are looking forward to the conference championship and trying to secure a fifth straight HCAC volleyball title and a berth again to the NCAA tournament.
You're right there. I mean, there's so many parallels between this volleyball team and this football team currently right now, but you're right. They got to keep moving forward. They got to keep going for the playoffs. They play two teams at Transylvania on Friday, October 13th. Transy at 4 o'clock, Hendrix at 6 o'clock. I'm sure you'll be able to follow that on Transy's websites.
I'm sure you are able to check it out on Transylvania's website. You probably are able to also check it out on the Bluffton Athletics volleyball page as well, with live stats and everything that's going on in those two games. And us here from the Beaver Dam wish these volleyball ladies the best of luck this weekend. Before we wrap up tonight's show, we would like to play one more song, and that is Tearing My Heart by 21 Pilots.
Sometimes you gotta bleed to know that you're alive and have a soul. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's a tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's a tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's a tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. The songs on the radio are okay, but my taste in music is your face. And it takes a song to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart. I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart. I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart. Take me higher than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been.
fell asleep in my car. I drove the whole time, but that's okay. I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving, here I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You fell asleep in my car. I drove the whole time, but that's okay. I'll just avoid the holes so you sleep fine. I'm driving, here I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. Sometimes you gotta bleed to know, oh, oh, that you're alive and have a soul, oh, oh. But it takes someone to come around to show you how. She's the tear in my heart, I'm alive. She's the tear in my heart, I'm on fire. She's the tear in my heart, take me higher than I've ever been. My heart is my armor. She's a tear in my heart. She's a carver, she's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Than I've ever been. Oh, than I've ever been. My heart is my armor. She's the tear in my heart. She's a carver, she's a butcher with a smile. Cut me farther than I've ever been.
You're listening to 96.1, The Wit.
And that wraps up this edition of The Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next week. Check out previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes and Google Play, The Wit 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Reed Mouse, joined along with Tyler Avila and Gino Spadaro, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit. Roll Beaver.